Good morning. It is March the 29th, 2026 in the year of our Lord, and today is Palm Sunday. And the title for my message has a little humor. Are you a donkey? The first reading comes a very familiar passage from the Old Testament prophet of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 4 through 9. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. And my New Testament reading on Palm Sunday comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. And as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Are you a donkey? If you have watched enough Western movies in the course of your life, different classic images stand out. Well, one of those images is an old, dirty, crusty miner traipsing along the mountains or down in the valley creek beds panning for gold nuggets or gold dust. And usually with that old, crusty, dirty miner is a donkey or a mule. But for today's message, let's say a donkey. Now, this is true. Horses were not typically used because they weren't as sure-footed to cover rough terrain on narrow mountain passes or rocky trails. Today, if you have the opportunity, you can go to the Grand Canyon out west and there are trails that tourists can travel from the top of the canyon to the base of the canyon below, and they travel on donkeys. Many people think donkeys are used because of their short, stocky legs, making them more sure-footed than a horse, and also because of their innate sense of the terrain that they are traversing on. Now, from what I have read and from what I have learned in personal conversation from a member from the church, donkeys on that trail in the Grand Canyon travel to the edge as closest as possible. Now, I don't know the psychology of a donkey's mind, but they travel closest to the edge, and I was informed by my church member that grass has grown along the edge as well. It's been reported that they believe donkeys travel that closeness to the edge so they can see better. Instead of hugging the mountainside, which is what we would do, the donkeys are right on the edge. It gives them a better way to ascertain their path, and there's grass to eat along the way. From the readings that I just had from the Gospel of Matthew, it would appear from a cursory reading that everything is looking good for Jesus. That for the most part, he has the crowds behind him. Things are looking up. The crowds seem to be supportive of his arrival, and they are genuinely excited about his presence, believing that he will bring about change near and far in Jerusalem and Judea. And to corroborate that excitement, we read about the crowds shouting with those wonderful acclamations from Zechariah, the son of David, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David is here. They called him the prophet from Nazareth. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the terminology and the meaning of Hosanna, it means Lord, save us now. So the crowds were eagerly welcoming and embracing Jesus coming into the ancient holy city of Jerusalem. They're cutting down palm branches. They're shouting hosannas. They're laying their cloaks in front of him on this road as a sign of submission and of acknowledging his kingship. Despite all of the hoopla and all of the hosannas being shouted, there is this unmistakable stark realization for Jesus that he is riding on a donkey coming into Jerusalem. Amidst all the fanfare and amidst all the waving of palm branches, Jesus is riding on a young donkey or a foal. And that is to fulfill scripture from the prophet Zechariah. For your own reference, it's Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Now you might be wondering yourself, why a donkey of all of God's creatures on earth? Donkeys were beasts of burden. They were common pack animals that was used for hard labor. They were employed by landowners, and they were used by merchants carrying exotic goods. Camels were more demanding. Camels were also more expensive. And camels, by and large, were moody animals with large bodies that were hard to control. Donkeys, despite their physical stature when compared to a camel, were much less impressive. But in the end, they got the job done. And they worked well in big cities and in rural countrysides. So donkeys had a lot going for them. Jesus clearly chose this humble beast to ride into Jerusalem in order to fulfill Zechariah's prophecy, all the while demonstrating his true nature and demeanor. It would take a lot of humility to come riding into Jerusalem despite all of the fanfare on a donkey instead of a majestic war horse. We must always remember that Jesus was and is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And yet, despite his wonderful royal status, he came into our world. He came to his fellow Jews. He came into the city of Jerusalem as a humble servant, as a helper of mankind. In a very practical, spatial sense, Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a young donkey meant that he was not high up above the people. But in reality, he was at eye level with the crowds cheering him on. Historically, donkeys have little glory and honor in Western history and culture. And outside of a few biblical narratives, there's not much to be gained from them. When you think about four-legged animals, and you think about this type of animal in particular, in our country, we think of the Kentucky Derby. We think of the Triple Crown. We think of these exotic, unbelievably majestic and expensive animals worth millions. If you're a little girl or a young woman, you often have a dream of a horse-drawn carriage leading to your marriage at the church or some other fancy get-together. Women don't have dreams of donkeys drawing them. On the other hand, when you think of movies, think of Pinocchio. And if you've seen the movie Pinocchio, you know what happens to the lost boys. The lost boys that didn't listen. The lost boys who were transformed into donkeys or jackasses for their disobedience and foolish ways. For my purposes this morning, the mission and the ministry of the local church is to carry Christ into the world. And then the question becomes crystal clear from my perspective. Are you a donkey? Why be a donkey, you might ask yourself. As I highlighted a couple of minutes ago, we are carrying with us the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Kingdoms, princes, lambs, different metaphors for the same purpose. Again, let me go back to the physical stature and the qualities and attributes of a donkey. Donkeys are known to be sure-footed. They are known to have strong backs. They are known to carry heavy burdens. And sometimes they carry burdens on difficult, even treacherous paths for themselves, but also for others who wouldn't dare mention it or do it. Now, I also must mention the fact that donkeys can be stubborn. You know, when I think about stubbornness, often in our lexicon and in our way of understanding, to be stubborn is not necessarily something that's looked at as a virtue. But I'm going to flip that around. I think when we are stubborn for God, when we are stubborn for our family and for family morality, I think when we are stubborn for the truth of the gospel, I think those are excellent moments and times in our lives to be stubborn, to not cave in, to not compromise, to not acquiesce. So let me ask you again, are you a donkey? Will you carry and bring Jesus wherever he goes and however he goes in your life? Are you humble enough to be a beast of burden? To carry the burdens, and sometimes they are very heavy, of other people. Are you willing to do what Christ said to the disciples in the Gospels? Are you willing to carry your cross for him and the kingdom of God? A lot of, quote, stuff happened on Palm Sunday. Not only for Jesus, but for his disciples as well, for the crowds that were cheering him on into Jerusalem. You know, everyone who lined the streets of Jerusalem on that glorious Palm Sunday had a different reason for waving those palms. This is not me being far-fetched in saying that somehow some of them most likely were political activists, to use terms that we are familiar with today. They had heard that Jesus had these supernatural powers. He had the ability to perform miracles that was just unconscionable or unimaginable to the human eye, ear, and nose. And they wanted him to use his power, his ability to heal people, to give sight to the blind, to cure the leper, to raise the dead out of the tombs, to calm the storms, to multiply fish and loaves, to drive out the demoniacs. He had this supernatural power, and they wanted him to use it to free Israel from the clutches and the tyranny of Rome. Now, there were other people in that crowd that one fateful Sunday in Jerusalem. They had loved ones who were sick. They had loved ones who were dying. So they waved their branches in the hopes and in the prayers that their loved ones would receive physical healing. And maybe they themselves needed healing as well. And I can guarantee you, like it has been historically down through the ages of people, there were onlookers there simply because it was something to do. There was a crowd there. There was noise. There was excitement. So they just wanted to be a part of the crowd. So while others were genuine followers who wished Jesus would establish himself as an earthly king. But let me bring this up and succinctly say it this way for the onlookers and for the crowds in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Whether they were political activists, whether they were looking for healing, whether they were simply onlookers, or they were genuine disciples eagerly anticipating the kingdom of God, Jesus was the only one in that parade who knew why he was going to Jerusalem. He was going to Jerusalem to die. He had a mission while everyone else had an agenda. That quote comes from the pastor from Willow Creek. Bill Hybels was a senior pastor there for many years. I don't believe he was there currently. I think that's a beautiful quote from Bill Hybels, succinctly on the mission and the message of Palm Sunday. Jesus was going to Jerusalem to die. He had a mission, but everyone else had an agenda. From shouts of acclamation, singing Hosanna, save us now, Lord, from children and adults, to cloaks being laid down before the master, to the exuberant waving of palm branches, ultimately we see fulfilled prophecy, predicted centuries before by Zechariah. All of that leads to Jesus coming into Jerusalem and then overturning tables in the temple courts where the Gentiles were, decrying the thievery, decrying the gain of money through deception and lying and dishonesty. And then we see the response from angry religious leaders and temple authorities. All of this drama took place because a donkey brought the Son of David, the Son of Man, Jesus of Nazareth, into Jerusalem on that fateful Palm Sunday. In God's wisdom and providence, he chose a beast of burden to carry his son into Jerusalem. It makes me wonder, am I a donkey for Jesus? Amen.